This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson.
Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention! A kingdom for a stage!
Summer in New York. Shakespeare in the park. They go together like Italian ices and really hot, fetid, disgusting subway platforms. Shakespeare in the Park is the festival that really launched the idea of performing Shakespeare for free outdoors. Now you can watch Hamlet or As You Like It in town parks across America. It wasn't altogether a radical idea when it started in New York 50 years ago. 400 years ago, some of Shakespeare's audiences saw his plays at outdoor theaters, too. They had to pay a penny. But otherwise, as WNYC's Sarah Montague explains, we have quite a bit in common with the Elizabethans.
Think when we talk of horses that you see them.
Listen to Shakespeare give the game away in the prologue to Henry V from a production in Central Park in 2003. He's calling attention to the artifice of the play, but he tells us to suspend our disbelief, to use our imaginations to bring the drama to life. Generations of theatergoers have encountered this magical conjunction of worlds, the imaginary enclosed in the real. This outdoor amphitheater has been home to the New York Shakespeare Festival since 1962. The series has staged nearly 100 productions, all of Shakespeare's major works, as well as a handful of 19th and 20th century classics. It was the inspiration of a legendary theatrical impresario, Joseph Papp.
He was a great populist and lover of New York.
Meryl Streep first appeared in the park in the mid-1970s.
And as a young boy, he'd been turned on by Shakespeare, and he believed in its transformative powers, and so it sort of all came together in the Free Shakespeare in Central Park.
By the 70s, Papp's inclusive vision, broad audiences, and diverse casting seemed very much of its time. When he started, critics told him he'd never get a popular audience for highbrow theatre. Even he was astonished by the response to his first production, Julius Caesar, which he described in an early Voice of America interview.
The lights dimmed that night, and I didn't know what to expect. And this noise that had been going on for the past half hour suddenly completely subsided. And we just sort of listened. And the first big speech was over. "You blocks, you stones, you worse than senseless things, oh, you hard hearts, you cruel men of Rome." There was a massive, tremendous kind of applause and shouting and yelling, and as though they were part of this whole thing, you know. It just knocked us on our ear. The actors who never had this experience before were simply amazed by this experience, you know. It was something fantastic, but they loved it.
I think definitely more fun to play in the park. The audience reaction, you know, has more of the groundlings sort of effect, and it's just alive. It's more of an encounter. First of all, everybody's in full view of all the players, but it's really fun. There is no more fun in the world than playing out there.
In the park, even Shakespearean war horses seem newly mounted. Here's Brian Bedford as Jaques.
"All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances."
Shakespeare's London had several open-air theatres, including the famous Globe. Peter Wallace directed the theatre programme at Eugene Lang College and describes the boisterous atmosphere.
"The audience at the time was very mixed, and it was one of the few places in London society where people did mix in that way. You got not quite the lowest of the classes in there because they really couldn't afford the penny to come in. But just above that, they could afford. The trade classes, the middle classes, the upper classes would go to these theaters. It was not a place where women were supposed to go, but they did."
"A woman moved is like a fountain troubled."
That's because word got around. These plays crossed lines, and so did the playgoers.
The audiences, as far as we know, were incredibly vocal. I don't know if you've ever been to a Baptist church where there's a lot of call and response. Almost audience participation going on.
"She is my house, my household stuff, my field, my barn, my horse, my ox, my ass, my anything."
As you can hear, the audience certainly wanted to mix it up during the 1978 staging of The Taming of the Shrew with Meryl Streep and Raul Julia. The evening I went, a woman in combat fatigue stood up and told swaggering Petruchio to try showing a little respect.
Well, it happened all the time. And, of course, Raoul was such a miracle of a performer. And he was such an open kind of friendly presence that people felt it was a two-way street, that performance.
I guess this is what was behind Joe Papp's idea to do an outdoor theater, that the Elizabethan audience was one he was trying to recreate.
Mark Lammas directed last summer's production of As You Like It, a pastoral play well suited to an outdoor setting.
The set really was inspired by talking about Arden as a kind of Arcadia or an Eden, a kind of heavenly place. We thought about using the park just as the park, and then we decided that there's an innate artificiality in the play in its delineation of court and country. And so we wanted to contrast it, actually, with the park. And Peter Kazarowski, the lighting designer, lights the park behind us so that we can sort of see the real thing, the mysterious big park there with all of its trees billowing in the breeze at night, and this little artificial sort of Joseph Cornell box.
I like this place, and willingly could waste my time in it.
There are challenges as well as charm in mounting a production in the park. Meryl Streep found it disconcerting to be mic'd, a necessary evil for outdoor performances.
When the mouth opens, the sound comes from speakers. Your voice does not come from your body, so that's a problem.
So's the setting. Shakespeare liked to use the elements as metaphors. In Shakespeare al fresco, they're all too real.
Helicopters and sirens.
The
and
elements.
Cell phones
dealing with the rain and with animals. We have raccoons running around backstage,
you know,
and
one
turtles.
One might be in competition with American Airlines. And indeed, one is.
On the day of a performance, the lawn outside the Delacorte Theatre fills up like Shakespeare's battlefields with hopeful multitudes waiting for free tickets. Here's director Mark Lammas again.
I don't ever feel in this environment a kind of, let's just have a hot dog and put our feet up and have a beer and let the play go on. No, they are really focused on enjoying the play itself.
Matthew, will you grab her a chair?
The greatest production I ever saw here was James Earl Jones doing King Lear, and it was a rainy day, it was touch and go, and they held the show. And it was just the most breathtaking performance I've ever seen. He was on the heath, and he was going about on the heath, and the lightning was in the background, and I gasped. It was just wonderful.
Shakespeare in the Park celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and Joseph Papp's encompassing vision has spread to dozens of similar venues, from San Francisco to the Berkshires and Massachusetts. All over the country, people have a chance to watch Shakespeare's bold histories, wallow in cathartic tragedy, or discover their personal Ardens.
And I'll begin with the women. I charge you, O women, for the love you bear to men, to like as much of this play as please you.
Like Henry V's prologue, As You Like It's epilogue places the fate of the play in the hands of the audience, just as Shakespeare and Joe Papp intended.
That between you and the women, the play may please.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Montague.
Meryl Streep stars with Kevin Kline in Mother Courage, Brecht's play, adapted by Tony Kushner, at New York Shakespeare in the Park for a couple of more weeks.